Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
As a leader, you cannot effectively lead others if you cannot lead yourself to set goals that are aligned with your purpose and consistently achieve them. A prerequisite to this self-leadership is a strong sense of self, which rests on self-love. In this episode of By Your Life, we talk about love of self and neighbor and God. Welcome to the 135th episode of By Your Life. I'm Lisa Hademan, and I know that you have 100 different things you could be doing right now, so I thank you for choosing By Your Life. My goal is to inspire, empower, support, challenge, and encourage you to connect Sunday with Monday through Friday in a secular business world. It's my desire to help you live our Catholic faith in the marketplace. I hope to offer you practical ways to go forth and glorify the Lord by your life. In this edition, we'll reflect on the readings for the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Tom Brady, when he was the quarterback for the New England Patriots, played in 9 Super Bowls and won 6 of them, both of which are the most of any player in the NFL history. For his accomplishments on the field, many refer to him as the GOAT, or the greatest of all time. In our Gospel reading Sunday, Jesus is not asked who is the GOAT, but what is the GOAK, or greatest of all commandments. He replied, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. Love him with all your heart. Love him with all your soul. Love him with all your mind." Total and complete love is the response to the love that God has given us first. Jesus quickly followed up with a GOAK, with a second, which he said is like it. He said, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." There are 3 important commands in these 2 great commandments: love God, love neighbor, and love yourself. I'd like to reflect on these in reverse order. In my leadership coaching process with my clients, the focus is on the person being coached. It is a process that helps them discover who they are, their strengths and limitations, and how those factors help them or get in their way. You can't chart a course to where you want to be or who you want to become without clarity of where you are or who you are now. Just look at any mapping app. You can't get directions just by plugging in the destination. You have to know the starting point. So in leadership development, the client's typical goal is to improve their formal leadership, that is, leading others. But you cannot effectively lead others if you cannot lead yourself to set goals that are aligned with your purpose and consistently achieve them. A prerequisite to self-leadership is a strong self-image, which rests on self-love. Self-love is not selfish. If you do not love yourself, are not comfortable with who you are, your attempts at formal leadership will falter, because you cannot truly love another until you know how to love yourself. Your relationship with yourself sets a tone for every other relationship you have, in leadership and otherwise. God loved you into existence. God loves everything about you. Do you believe that? I mean, do you really believe that? If so, it's easy to love yourself, to love what God loves. Do you love yourself? Jesus said, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." In Luke's gospel, when Jesus responds to the scholar of the law who asks, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" we hear the same quote from Deuteronomy 6:5. But when the man continued, because he wished to justify himself, saying, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus shared the parable of the Good Samaritan. In his most recent encyclical letter on fraternity and social friendship, Fratelli Tutti, the Holy Father Pope Francis reflected on this parable, saying, "The parable eloquently presents the basic decision we need to make in order to rebuild our wounded world. In the face of so much pain and suffering, our only course is to imitate the Good Samaritan. Any other decision would make us either one of the robbers or one of those who walked by without showing compassion for the sufferings of the man on the roadside." In our daily lives, we don't usually encounter a person on the side of the road who's been beaten by robbers and left half dead. We might find it easier to show love to this suffering neighbor than to the person who annoys us at work. These are the people who trigger us to behave in a less than charitable way. Whatever it is that they do, they own it. But we own our response, and the Great Commandment Part 2 says that we should love them as we love ourselves. So, what's the key to dealing with difficult people who pull our chains? In a word, empathy. Empathy is the capacity to understand or feel what another person is experiencing from within their frame of reference. That is, the capacity to place oneself in another's position. In our first reading, the Lord said, "You shall not molest or oppress an alien, for you were once aliens yourself in the land of Egypt," reminding us that we should see things from the other person's perspective. Empathy is a term we use for the ability to understand other people's feelings as if we were having them ourselves. Daniel Goleman, the emotional intelligence guru and New York Times bestselling author of Emotional Intelligence: Why It Can Matter More Than IQ, said, "A prerequisite to empathy is simply paying attention to the other person in pain." When I'm working with organizations that are experiencing interdepartmental conflict, I encourage them to implement a job shadowing program where individuals from one department spend half a day with someone from the other department, learning about each other's jobs. The objective is for each team member to develop a stronger relationship by spending time together, learning about the challenges the other person faces, and learning how their jobs impact each other from a systemic perspective. The process helps both employees gain a little empathy for each other. According to Stephen Covey, when you show deep empathy towards others, their defensive energy goes down and positive energy replaces it. That's when we can get more creative in solving problems. And that can only be good for your business. Focusing on developing your own emotional intelligence is good for you too. As Daniel Goleman said, if your emotional abilities aren't in hand, if you don't have self-awareness, if you are not able to manage your distressing emotions, if you can't have empathy and have effective relationships, then no matter how smart you are not going to get very far. Pope Francis expanded on the parable of the Good Samaritan, for it has much to say to us. He wrote, "An injured man lay on the roadside. The people walking by him did not heed their interior summons to act as neighbors. They were concerned with their duties, their social status, their professional position within society. They considered themselves important for the society of the time and were anxious to play their proper part. The man on the roadside, bruised and abandoned, was a distraction, an interruption from all that. In any event, he was hardly important. He was a nobody, undistinguished, irrelevant for their plans for the future. The Good Samaritan transcended these narrow classifications. He himself did not fit into any of those categories. He was simply a foreigner without a place in society. Free of every label and position, he was able to interrupt his journey, change his plans, and unexpectedly come to the aid of an injured person who needed his help. It is far too easy to get caught up with ourselves, our plans, our work, that we miss the opportunity to be neighbor to others. But by failing to pay attention, we miss out on an opportunity for ourselves. Pope Francis emphasizes this point when he wrote, "The parable clearly does not indulge in abstract moralizing, nor is its message merely social and ethical. It speaks to us of an essential and often forgotten aspect of our common humanity. We were created for fulfillment that can only be found in love. And this reflects the beauty of this and all the commandments. To love our neighbor as ourself is not just good for the neighbor. It is good for us and for all humanity." Which brings me back to the greatest of all commandments. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Again, when Pope Francis reflected on the parable of the Good Samaritan, he wrote, "One detail about the passersby does stand out. They were religious, devoted to the worship of God, a priest and a Levite. This detail should not be overlooked. It shows that the belief in God and the worship of God are not enough to ensure that we are actually living in a way pleasing to God. Living in a way that is pleasing to God is what we are charged with each time we leave the Mass, to go forth and glorify the Lord by your life. There is no better way to love the Lord and to glorify Him than to love what He loves, that is, your neighbor and yourself." Together, let's pray. Oh my God, we love you above all things with our whole heart and soul, because you are all good and worthy of all love. Help us to love our neighbors as ourselves for the love of you. Help us to forgive those who have injured us, and we ask pardon for all we have injured. And we ask these things through Christ our Lord. May God bless you abundantly this week, and may you glorify the Lord by loving God and your neighbor as yourself. If you like this episode, spread the word. You know what to do. You can forward, share, or click to post on our website at buyyourlife.com. Also, while you're there, check out the resources page, where you can find a link to the books and other resources mentioned in this and other episodes of Buy Your Life. And I'm always interested in what you think, so give me some feedback or just leave a comment.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.